We need new words. I don't mean colloquial or slang. I mean officially created and constituted terminology for the 21st century. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, don't fear. Deep inside, you probably agree that since the turn of the century, society has gotten harder, fiercer, colder, meaner. We used to call evil women bitch. But let's face it, that word just ain't gonna cut it no more. Most girls are mostly okay, but some girls are just beyond bitch. If you watch stuff like Catfish and such, you realize that the word sociopath doesn't even measure up to the evil that lives and breeds in the lives and hearts and heads of many people, male or female. A new level of sadistic and malicious human has evolved, and there's not really any diction to adequately characterize the breed of evil they're capable of and unleash upon us all. I mean, these people make a Satan proud, if there were such a thing as a Satan. We need new words. Holy, newly created words. More antisocial as well. The word player has taken on a new approved complexion. What? When men think it's funny and suave to mess with girls' minds and girl thinks it's cool to be a bitch, we are in trouble. I think we're in trouble. But if we're going to do anything about it, we need to start distinguishing between the common bitch and the monster. I'm not even sure a monster captures the sort of dark, soulless entity I'm talking about. I'm suggesting the word legion. Christians concocted the demon out of thin air as a multifaceted evil that could not be pinned down or really even confronted because it's always seething, breathing, and moving, changing. I like the word legion. Girls who are beyond soulless and evil, beyond sociopaths. Let's call them legions. L-E-G-Y-N-S. Legions. As for men, you can use the same word, I guess. But I like the word manster instead of monster. A manster is a scuzzy, scumbag, narcissist sociopath who assumes all of creation is about him, and we are all just his playthings to hurt and ignore as he sees fit. There's female and male versions of this new creature. We need new words. We need to start weeding them out. Maybe even creating new manster legion laws for which they can be tried, convicted, sentenced, incarcerated, and maybe even put to death. There's not really any deterrence in place for evil now. We don't want a witch hunt, but once somebody's done enough damage, shouldn't they be at least publicly identified and steered around? For the moments they're bragging about how evil they are, proud of it, and walking around laughing at how little or nothing is being done about them, they think they have carte blanche. They think there are zero consequences. They think they can just be evil and everyone else is going to stand around doing nothing whatsoever. We need a word for that. The law called it depraved indifference, which is really what's wrong with them. So we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be indifferent and idle about these so-called humans. We need new words, new ideas about culling the evil. new approaches to dealing with things we haven't yet made crimes, but are beyond evil and beyond the crimes that are technically crimes. It's a new century, a new, harder world. I like my world soft and cuddly. I've mostly made it so and isolated myself from everyone who isn't soft. If someone contacts me and they aren't soft and cuddly socially, then I pretty much cut them from my life. They're no doubt going to go be cold and malicious elsewhere, and I'm not good with that. But at the moment, the soft and cuddly people need to start factoring in this new species. It's not about race or religion or looks or ideology. No, this is about the good and evil people do. If you can even call Manstres and Legions people. I think a fundamental facet of being human should be sympathy and empathy, of which they seem to have none. We need new words, and maybe a new planet to put these people on, the way they did with Australia. Ship them to the moon. Dump them. Oh, I'm sorry, is there no air here? Oops, guess what? We care as much about you suffocating to death here, alone in wasteland, as you do about all the people you maliciously and selfishly devoured and spit out. That doesn't make us evil. It just makes us survivors. If the soft and cuddly humans are going to survive, we need to do something before they reproduce and their evil virus overwhelms the population and we're all like them. Oh. Now, I'm gonna go be soft and cuddly. Who's joining me?